Okay, we're just in the last pasuk of Parshas Nitzavim, page 1092, all the way at the bottom. Okay, the last time we were discussing, Hashem says, I'm testifying the heaven and earth, like we said, that the heaven and earth are the witnesses, that when the Jews keep mitzvahs, like it says in the Chumash, the witnesses, Yad Ha'edim Tia Be'Barishon Ela Misei. When witnesses testify in a crime, so the Torah says, the witnesses are the first ones to kill them. So therefore, the same thing in heaven and earth. The heaven and earth are the witnesses. So therefore, when the Jews behave, the heaven and earth make the rain and the produce. When they don't, the heaven stops the rain and the earth stops the produce. So that's what he says. But the last pasuk, the Ahava says, Shem Elokecha, what is the ultimate goal? To love Hashem, l'shmaya b'koylei, to listen to His voice, l'dov k'bei, to cleave to Hashem, to cling to Him. And like we said, the Gemara says, how could somebody cling to Hashem? Is Eish Echlo, God's a consuming fire? How can you cling to Hashem? And the Gemara says, you have to cling to Talmidei Chachamim, to cling to scholars, follow in their footsteps and learn from them, and, you know, and that's the way you cling to Hashem. And he says, why? Why is it so important to cling to Hashem? Ki hu chayecha ve'erech yomecha. Because Hashem is your life and the length of your days. L'sheves alo adoma, to live on the land. Asher nishba Hashem l'aviseicha, that God swore that He was going to give to your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. And here the pasuk says two words which are very interesting. L'seis lohem, to give it to them. Now who is the lohem? Who is the them? So you can learn one way it means, Hashem swore to your forefathers to give it to them, meaning to the children, the Jews, when they go into Mitzrayim. But also the Medrash says, this is a proof, one of the proofs in Chumash, for Tchias HaMeisim. Because if Hashem's giving the land, L'Aseis Lohem, to give to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Hashem never, they never lived in the land when it was Eretz Yisrael, when it was the land of Kedusha. So therefore it says, L'Aseis Lohem means that even the Ovis are going to eventually get up in Eretz Yisrael and be Tchias HaMeisim, and therefore Hashem is swearing to give them the land. Okay? Now, what does this all mean? So the Gemara learns, the Chachamim say, a person should not learn, like it says in Pirkei Ovis, or do mitzvahs, amenas lekabel pras, for the sake of reward. When you don't love somebody, and you do things for them, you expect something in return. Like in English, there's the expression, what's in it for me?
That's ridiculous.
What am I going to get from it? Somebody you love, and you do things for them, you don't want anything in return. Okay, you're doing it just because you love them, not because you're going to get Gan Eden, and not because you're going to get wealth, and all the rewards in this world and the world to come. So the pasuk's saying, the ultimate goal, okay, of choosing life, is to do it because you love Hashem, and because we love Hashem, meaning we're doing it not for any reward of Gan Eden or whatever it is, we do it only because we love Him. And then the Jews merit to be in Eretz Yisrael, versus when they sin, then Eretz Yisrael gets rid of them.